Chapter 15. The Black Knight. Sir Guy of Gisborne and the Sheriff of Nottingham decided to ask Prince John for his help.
"We must catch these outlaws of Sherwood Forest," Sir Guy told Prince John. "We must kill Robin Hood."
Prince John agreed.
"Robin of Locksley has been a problem for too long," he said. "We must send an army into Sherwood Forest. 100 outlaws cannot win against 1,000 soldiers."
The three men made preparations for the battle all winter. They ordered soldiers to Nottingham and collected weapons. They sent men into the forest to find out where Robin and the outlaws were hiding. Then, on the first day of spring, Sir Guy, the Sheriff and Prince John sent 1,000 soldiers into the forest. Finally, they were ready. It was time to attack Robin Hood. That night, Robin dreamed a terrible dream. "I dreamed that I fought with 2 strong foresters," he told Little John. "They took away my sword and my bow. They tied my hands and feet. One of the foresters was dressed very strangely. He looked like an animal."
"Dreams do not tell the future," said Little John. "We are awake. We know that there are many of the sheriff's men in the forest around us. They are everywhere. Today we must fight them. This is no dream."
"It is the first day of spring today," said Robin, "and the White Lady of the Woods has not sung."
"Stop worrying about the White Lady," said Little John. "Forget about dreams and songs. You need to think about the sheriff. He is planning to catch us here in our camp."
"We have to find a way out of the forest," said Robin. "You go north and I'll go south. Tell the other men that they must find their own way out." And so Little John took 2 outlaws with him and started walking to the north. Robin travelled with Will Scarlet to the south. After a short time, Little John and the 2 outlaws reached a clearing. Suddenly, a net fell onto Little John. Then 10 soldiers jumped down from the trees and tied his hands and feet. The other 2 outlaws were taken away, and Little John did not see them again. Robin had only travelled a little way when he saw a strange forester. The forester was wearing a coat that was made from animals' tails. His head was covered with a dark hood, and he carried a bow and arrow in his hands.
"That man is one of the foresters in my dream," Robin told Will Scarlet.
Then Will Scarlet stepped forward.
"Who are you, and what do you want?" he asked the stranger.
"I am looking for Robin Hood," said the man in the strange clothes.
"I am Robin Hood," said Will Scarlet. "What do you want from me?"
"Your life," said the man.
Suddenly, he drew his bow and shot Will Scarlet through the heart. Immediately, Robin took hold of his sword and ran at the forester. But the stranger was quick. He pulled out his sword and began to fight. Then the man pulled back his hood, and Robin saw the face of Sir Guy of Gisborne.
"I am your death!" shouted Sir Guy.
Robin stepped backwards. Then his foot caught something on the ground, and he fell. Sir Guy ran forwards, his sword held high. He tried to hit Robin's head, but Robin rolled out of the way, and Sir Guy's sword hit a tree. Immediately, Robin jumped up and swung his sword at Sir Guy. It hit Sir Guy in the throat, and blood ran over his strange coat. Robin swung his sword again. This time, he cut off Sir Guy's head. Now there were 2 dead men on the ground. One was Sir Guy of Gisborne, the other was Will Scarlet. The sound of horns came through the wood. The sheriff's men were all around the camp. There were terrible sounds of fighting. Swords clashed, and men cried out in anger and in pain. Robin knew he had to get back into the camp and help the other outlaws. Quickly, he took the coat from Sir Guy of Gisborne's body and put it on. He covered his head with the hood. Then he picked up Sir Guy of Gisborne's head and carried it towards the sound of fighting. The Sheriff of Nottingham was the first person to see him coming.
"Look!" the Sheriff cried. "It is Sir Guy of Gisborne! He is carrying the head of Robin Hood!"
The fighting stopped for a moment. Everyone looked at the man in the strange coat. The coat was covered with blood, and the man's face was hidden as he held up the head.
"See the head of Robin Hood!"
the man shouted in a deep voice.
"We also have this man," said the sheriff.
He pointed at Little John.
"We shall hang him from a tree as soon as the fighting is finished."
"Give him to me,"
Robin said in a deep voice.
"I want to kill him now."
Then Robin took out his sword and walked towards Little John. Little John's hands and feet were tied with ropes. He looked very frightened. Robin cut Little John's ropes with his sword.
"Stop! What are you doing?" demanded the sheriff.
Then Robin threw the head to the sheriff. It hit the ground at the sheriff's feet.
"This isn't Robin Hood," shouted the sheriff. "This is the head of Sir Guy of Gisborne."
Then, before anyone could stop them, Robin and Little John ran through the trees towards the outlaws' camp.
"They cannot escape,"
shouted the sheriff to his men.
"Go after them! Attack from all sides! Kill them all!"
As the sheriff's men pressed closer, Robin and Little John stood with their backs to the old oak tree. The sheriff's men were winning the fight. There were too many of them, and there were not enough outlaws. Suddenly, Will Stutely fell at Robin's feet. He had been hit by a soldier's sword. Many other outlaws were falling and dying in the clearing. Friar Tuck stood next to Robin, and Much the Miller's son stood beside Little John. Alan Adale tried to help the wounded and dying men. Suddenly, Robin took out his horn and blew it. The sound of the horn was high and clear. It was like the high note of a song. The wind moved with the sound. Everybody stopped fighting. At the other end of the clearing, a strange knight had entered. He was dressed in black, and he rode a black horse. The Black Knight looked down at the Sheriff of Nottingham.
"So many men against so few?"
the Black Knight asked.
"What is the meaning of this, Sheriff?"
The Sheriff of Nottingham's face turned pale as he knelt down before the knight.
"My lord," he said, "we are trying to kill the outlaws."
"I shall decide who is an outlaw and who is not," said the Black Knight. "Now, stop fighting."
All the soldiers dropped their swords and dropped onto their knees. The Black Knight was King Richard. He had returned to England at last. King Richard rode towards the man in the strange coat.
"What is your name?" the king asked.
"My name is Robin Hood, sir," Robin replied, and bowed.
"Sir Richard of Lee has told me about you, Robin Hood," the king said. "I am going to let you and your men go. You are all free to return to your towns and villages. You, Robin Hood, will become a knight, like your grandfather.
your family's lands will be returned to you. You shall be called Sir Robin of Locksley." Robin returned to the town of Locksley. Sadly, Robin's father had died while his son was in Sherwood Forest. Robin now owned his father's farm and lands. But Maid Marian was still in Locksley, and she had not married. She still loved Robin, and she had always been sure that he would return one day. Robin married Maid Marian, and they lived together happily. Little John stayed with them and worked with Robin on the farm. Much the miller's son went back to his father's mill, and Friar Tuck travelled around the country telling stories about Robin Hood. Allan a Dale and Fair Ellen travelled the country. They sang songs about the brave outlaw. The return of King Richard changed many things in England. Richard stopped the Sheriff of Nottingham from collecting taxes. He also stopped the barons and bishops from taking land that did not belong to them. For a time, England became a place of peace and wealth.
Robin Hood by Stephen Colborne. Published by Macmillan Heinemann ELT, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2007.